You're on the air now. Your
now,
mic
see,
is
you
hot.
Have your tartan shirt.
I led.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Well, I did one because most of my friends in Rockford over the years are Italian, so I did have some Italian blood put in a few years ago.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So I wanted to be part of the gang. You know.
This is like, remember the Italian cowboy Hopalong Kizzadeach?
But that's all
but
right.
The sun came up this morning,
yeah.
Honda.
Well, yeah, we're great. Now you're obviously on a little break, and
well, it's called the district work period,
yeah.
And it's a break from chaos
Washington.
In Washington. We've
yeah.
been back here and having meetings all over the place, and Priya and I have taken off maybe 2-3 days in
well,
the past 5 weeks.
You know, I just had Bill Roop from Alpine Bank, and
yes,
you know Bill,
very
and he was talking about, and I asked him, you know, if you were a congressman or if you were the president or you were one of the loyal opposition in the Republican Party or a head Democrat or whatever, at all, what would you say? And he said the consistent thing that you have said and I have said all along is that we got to have some leadership in this country and that we have to know where we're going because there's a lot of people sitting on growth and development because they're not sure what this president and this government's going to do. Therefore, people want some clarity, some vision out of Washington. And how do you respond to that? Do you
well, it's called certainty.
Yeah.
I've spent the last month meeting with different chamber groups throughout our congressional district and economic development groups. In the central theme coming from the small business people who create about 70% of the jobs is something called certainty. Now, the first thing is certainty in taxes. Many of these people face the dilemma of whether or not to reinvest in their businesses and thus create new jobs or whether or not they have to pay additional income taxes.
Yeah.
I was talking to a restaurant owner in McHenry County. And he's planning to lay off employees when President Obama's Health Care Act kicks in 2014 to get under 50 employees. We're working here with the plastic manufacturers in a horrible regulation that was handed down by HHS that says that styrenes, which form the basis of 90% of plastic composites, and over 50% of regular plastic resins have been held to be a carcinogen. With very little research, very poor scholarship, we're trying to reverse that through a study by the National Academy of Sciences. And Doug, if we don't reverse that, we could lose hundreds of thousands of jobs in the plastic industry in this country.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the
this
types of things. We don't need that. It continues with the foundries. With the silica that the Obama administration wants to have these such stringent regulations involving the use of silica sand in the foundries, we could knock more people out of business. It's this constant giant government. The government cannot create jobs, Doug. All it can do is create the environment for jobs.
You want to put on your headset. We'll get to some listeners. Been cordially waiting for you to appear on the program, and we'll start with Eric on line two. Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think I just have a comment for you. Maybe it'll help you with your re-election. And when someone gives long-winded answers to a simple yes or no question, it gives the impression to the listeners of being helpful when a simple yes or no would have done the job more effectively. But we're talking about the government, and there's nothing efficient about the government. What I'm referring to is last week I asked you a question about the CHIP program, and you didn't have an answer on the air. You could have said yes or no, I don't know, but you put me in touch with your people, and the answer was no. There's no place in Rockford.
Sir,
the congressman
first finish. Of all, CHIP is a state program. Second of all, I was
you
in the office. When you're going to have to listen to me, okay? Give me the opportunity. There are 10,000 federal programs. There are thousands of state programs. I can't know every single one of them. What you wanted to know was how to get in contact with the CHIP program. Kathy Rager called you, gave you the telephone number to call for the state CHIP program.
Did you hear that, Eric? Okay, let's move on to Chad then. Chad, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Duff. Did you have a good vacation?
Beautiful, beautiful. We're here with Don Manzullo, our congressman, 16th Congressional District. Do you have a question for him?
Yes, I do. I want to commend him, and I also want to challenge him. I just wanted to say I'm a Democrat, but I do plan on voting for you because of the excellent help you gave us through the Keith Creek Keith Creek Association. You got us in touch with somebody, and you got the whole thing straightened out, and I want to commend you for it.
That was just last week, I think, wasn't it?
Last week I was talking to you about it. We got a lot of help. There was an Army Corps of Engineers study done in 2009. A different company had promised us the grant. They're going to do something about it. They're cleaning the creek, and they're making progress on it.
So That's great.
I do plan on voting for you, even though I am a Democrat. I'd like to challenge you to raise the minimum wage. I think it'd be largely symbolic, and I do want to remind you that there's a lot more people than just teenagers that are working for the minimum wage. And even though the wage is higher in Illinois than it is the national thing, I think that you gain a lot more young people's support because they're trying to save for college if you would just even propose something. I don't think it would pass anyway, and I'd be interested in your comments on that. Thank you.
Normally the minimum wage is set, there's a minimum that's set by Congress, and then the states have the ability to have it higher, and I think in the Illinois it's higher than the... I had a conversation in my office this several years ago with a lady who was in representing the Library Association from our district, and there were two ladies in, and she was talking about what was going on, and one of the ladies said, and these are people from back home come out to Washington to talk to Congressman, she said, we need to raise the minimum wage. And the other ladies with her said, if you raise the minimum wage, I'm going to have to lay people off to work at the library. And it was a very earnest discussion of it. What raises the minimum wage is people going back to work, lowering the employment, creating competition in the workplace, and then employers pay more because there's less of a pool of unemployed people to hire. And so that's the key to really getting up the minimum wage.
Yeah, it's hard to get on the air and tell people something they don't want to hear, but I've heard from enough employers over the years to believe that the minimum wage is not something one should aspire to as a career move. It is not something that does create jobs. It precludes some people from hiring. If you go to work in life for the minimum wage, you're never going to be successful anyway. So it's an entry-level thing. But in my opinion, from what I've heard from employers over the years, Don, is it long-term, it is not a good thing for the economy.
Yeah, it's just it's the type of thing where you think, well, you know, maybe not a bad idea to at least have a base wage that everybody can start out at. But when you talk to the people who are the job creators,
right,
or the small employers, they come up with a completely different perspective.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break and back with Don Manzullo. WNTA Live with Don Manzullo, our Congressman, 16th Congressional District, on the air live from Biscotti Computers. We're at WNTA. Let's go first to Jack and then EJ. Jack, good morning. You're talking to Congressman Don Manzullo. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. How are you doing? You know, I've got a question. If lower taxes creates jobs, what happened when George Bush was president? Why did we start two wars with no way to pay for them? And I believe one of the major planks in Congressman Manzullo's platform when he first ran was term limits. After 10, how many's enough?
Thank you for your call, Jack. Let him respond to that.
First of all, when the Bush tax cuts went into effect, I'm talking about the high end. The people in the high end, the people in the top 2%, ended up paying not only more taxes as a whole, but a greater percentage of all the taxes. And when the taxes went down, more money came in terms of government revenue and taxes. So it's what happens is there's that balance in there. And the balance was stricken, is so that if we leave taxes the way they are now, that gives certainty to the employers, that makes them more willing to invest in new equipment, which creates jobs, in additions, new marketing programs. All these things create jobs, but many of them don't know if they're going to be putting money back into their businesses or paying additional income taxes, so they end up stagnating, not doing anything.
Let's go to EJ on line two. EJ, good morning.
Thanks. Good morning, man.
Good morning.
In the wake of the ATF Fast and Furious gun scam,
yes, Yes.
The acting director of the ATF, Ken Melfi, was reassigned
fired.
And made into the official scapegoat.
Yes.
But many are pointing to Attorney General Eric Holder as mm-hmm. being culpable and to blame for the entire operation. And they're calling for his resignation, which seems like an impossibility to me. So is there any hope of getting Holder removed, or do we just have to wait till the next presidential election?
Well, Congressman Darrell Issa from California is the chairman of the Government Oversight and Reform Committee. He's the one that's been having hearings on this and asking for all kinds of information from Holder. The issue is, did Holder know about it? The greater issue is, why isn't this President Obama's Iran-Contra scandal? I mean, this is outrageous, where you have an official arm of the United States government under a program approved, some people think at the highest level, possibly by Eric Holder, that actually gives hundreds of high-caliber weapons to crooks, to murderers, just for the purpose of following the guns. I mean, this is outrageous. And the newspaper should be screaming on the order of Watergate.
All media should.
They all should. This is outrageous that our government should do
this. You kind of get the picture, yeah. A good listener of ours and a fan of yours was just in here, and they were talking about nobody excites them yet, the Republican party. I'm glad there's a lot of Republicans running, to be honest with you. It keeps it on the front page, because with this liberal media in this country, we get no attention at all as Republicans with the media. If there weren't a lot of people, they can't ignore 10, 12 people running. It has to be a story.
It's Doug. My man is still Chris Christie.
America's, but is he officially in?
No. America's ready for a
Talk him into it, because I'd vote
America's for ready for a nun-thin president.
Thank you.
I've met him. I've heard this guy speak.
Yeah.
When he speaks before audience, he's magnetic. He's one of the finest speakers I've heard in my entire life.
I like the way he even handled this whole thing with the hurricane.
Get the blank off the beach.
I think he's great.
You've been working on your tent long enough.
He's my kind of guy.
Yes.
My kind of guy.
We need a guy like
827
that.
827 at WNT. If you have a question for Congressman Don Manzullo, our number 874-TALK, 874-8255. Congressman Manzullo visiting Visconti Computers on their 18th anniversary sale. And a big deal going on here. Come on up and see Don Manzullo. We're going to have a free lunch served from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. Not provided at taxpayer expense. This is free courtesy of private industry. That's Visconti Computers and 640
is it
Meats.
Pulled pork?
And you know what? It's barbecue and hamburgers both. So it's all kinds of side dishes. It's all free today from 11:30 to 1 at Visconti Computers on Riverside Boulevard between Perryville and Mulford on Riverside. Can't miss it. Clouded up a little bit. There is a possibility of a little rain after 1 this afternoon. Otherwise, a sunny, hot day with a high about 91. We're talking a big cool down, Don, for the Labor Day itself. Sunny and a high of 67 on Monday. So
love fall weather.
Well, you're going to get it Monday.
Yeah.
You're going to get it Monday.
Let's just hope we have good weather for on the waterfront.
You going to go down there?
Yeah, probably go down there.
You're going to march in the Labor Day parade?
No.
You're not going to march?
There's several parades that we get involved in, and we've been at that a couple of times.
Yeah, 4th of July parade being one of the biggest. But
the Labor Day parade, to me, is reserved for people who work with their hands, who are represented by the different labor unions, because they organize it. And the same reason I don't participate in a Memorial Day parade, because I'm not a veteran.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of conviction of yours. Other politicians have different views on it.
Sure.
Their views are just as valid as mine.
We're going to take a little break. Back with Don Manzullo live from Visconti Computers after news, weather, and sports on WNTA Rockford McDuff, live from Visconti Computers on Riverside Boulevard. That music means we're back live from Visconti Computers. Don Manzullo here for another 10 minutes. He's got to leave us at 9:15. Busy guy with a big weekend coming up. He'll be down and on the waterfront. You go to sing karaoke down there, a little karaoke?
You go down there and eat.
That's what I do.
There's some great foods down there.
Yeah, oh, man. We remember fondly, of course, the restaurant, and your mom and dad were great friends of mine, and, of course, your brother, who I'm sure will be on your campaign and helping out. He's doing a lot for an environment, too. It's kind of nice to see.
You know, it's interesting. Fried and I have belonged to the Natural Land Institute for years and years. We're one of the original people getting involved in the foundation. Natural Land Institute goes out, they buy easements for conservation, they buy land. It's the most interesting group of people with incredible political backgrounds. And we get together, we talk about conservation, politics never comes up. I don't care if you're liberal, conservative, right. Democrat, Republican, but that's the way it should be on conservation. And Frank hates litter with a passion.
And so do I. That's why I anytime I get him on the air, or Lori Gummo or anybody from that group, I help out. I've always been a believer in cleaning up my own mess in life, and on our own street I do my thing. And when we get those big bags out, I think it's great. And what your brother does with
Northern Illinois Beautiful.
Yeah. Let's go to some phone calls. We have limited time. Parting shots after the break at 45. Don will be here for a few more minutes until 45. Let's go to Jake and then Al. Jake, good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir.
I wonder if you would make a promise here on the radio that from now on, as long as you're in office, any time a raise is given, you'll donate that back to the Social Security Administration.
You mean raise?
If you got a raise in Congress, would you give the money back of that portion of your raise to Social Security Administration?
No, I'm not going to make it. We haven't had a raise in several years. We make it's a huge amount of money. You spread it out. That's correct. And you spread it out, trying to maintain two homes, one in an area that has some of the highest cost of living, and that's where it goes.
You guys didn't get a raise last year?
No, sir.
Or the year before?
Nor the year before, sir.
Oh, well, then.
I think Jake's shocked. Thank you, Jake. Let's go to Al on WNTA. Al, good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Welcome back, Doug.
And thank good morning, you.
Thank morning,
Al. Morning. Congressman, from time to time, you've been protested out in front of your office, usually by move-on groups.
And yes, sir.
The Tea Party seems to always come out and try to make a showing for you, I believe, on your behalf in those situations.
Yes.
And I was wondering, can we expect you maybe to pipe up a little bit and counter some of this vitriol that's going on against the Tea Party? And I'll take that off the air.
Well, I think it's outrageous where the vice president would call them terrorists. Terrorists are people who hate other people and kill them. That's what a terrorist is. And to call the Tea Party people terrorists, that's absolutely outrageous. But why is it the national media? Let's the liberals get away with calling names to the conservatives.
I think because
the conservative says something.
I'll be honest with you. I think Joe Biden is considered basically to be kind of a joke and kind of a comic figure.
Well, he's not the only one that's made.
But he's the one who made that big statement that they're referring to right now. He said it the other day, and others have echoed it. Also, you're right.
Well, Janet Napolitano, when she took office, she had her list of all the people. I mean, when you call somebody a terrorist, that's. You know what that's saying?
They know not whereof they speak.
Well, not only that, but that says that they're not patriotic and they hate America.
That's totally untrue of Tea Party people that I've known. Whether you're for or against the Tea Party, to call them terrorists is a little bit overboard.
To call anybody terrorist, I don't care if you're a Democrat or
Republican.
No matter what,
right.
And it's just, it's outrageous.
Let's go to Chris on the hotline for Don Manzullo. He's got to leave us in a few minutes. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't even
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Don. Didn't Maxine Waters tell him to go straight to hell?
Yes.
She did.
Party people, I mean, those are the people we got in office. If you're a liberal, in my opinion, you're an idiot. Complete buffoon idiot.
But now you're calling names, too. See, that's...
Well, you know what? But they do this... I mean, you know what? And I don't care. Because I'm tired of what these people are doing. I'm tired of what these people are doing to this country. They don't follow the Constitution. If you want to follow the Constitution, go ahead, and then you can call people names. But you know what? When you're not doing that, when you're not going by the land of the law, which is our Constitution, then you're an idiot.
Well,
right?
People are upset over... Let me put it this way. Sometimes I wake up in the morning, and I don't recognize my America.
Yeah.
So people are... but I guess if you can characterize language, we're free in America to use almost any term we want to. But when you call somebody a terrorist, that says that they're not patriotic.
And it also means you don't have much of an argument against what they do if that's their only comeback.
That's right. That's
call
right.
them terrorists. I mean, come on. It makes no sense.
Right.
A Tea Party person is a person who believes in America, has fundamental values, and to call them terrorists is a little stupid.
The Tea Party people are not a political party. They're simply Americans who want their country back.
That's what I said, fundamental values.
And that's where I am.
Yeah.
And the Tea Party didn't put us $14 trillion in debt, did they?
No, but there are people who blame that, that are blaming the lack of recovery on the Tea Party. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Right. It's you know, and maybe calling people an idiot, you know, probably was wrong on my part. You know, maybe I shouldn't be that strong, but that just voices how frustrated we are as Americans, sane Americans, middle class Americans who I go to work every day, work my fanny off, to and then give away half of my money because half of it goes towards taxes, whether it's state, federal, or local.
And hey, by the way, Don, you don't know this.
What am I getting?
This. By the way, Chris, I should point out to Don that he doesn't know you as I do. This guy is a businessman who hires people, and you had a wonderful conversation with somebody on I think it was on Kenny's show that I heard. I don't know. I think it was Kenny's show, and I was 100% with you in my car saying, right on, Chris, when you talked about your practices of hiring, et cetera, and how you treat your people versus whether you have to be a union member or not.
The president...
Nobody cares about my employees more than I do. I mean, gives them, I always give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, I may be different than, you know, a lot of different companies, but still, that's how you should be. In a small business that keeps this country running, small businesses do. Now, if you wanna say, hey, the big corporations aren't getting taxed enough, hey, they're beholden to their tax.
You know, thanks, Chris. I'm going to let Don make his final remarks, and then we're going to have parting shots after the break here.
I have a remarkable conversation about a year ago with the president and CEO of Walmart. He was visiting on the Hill, and we sat around eating Chick-fil-A. And I asked him, what is your normal day like? And Doug, believe it or not, until about a year ago, every employee of Walmart had his personal email, and he would respond to it. It was he's the world's largest employer, and I sat there, until just a few months ago, he said, I had a personal email, and people would email me, and then it just reached a point where, he couldn't do that. But even that long,
in
I was
touch with his
that.
People,
and
yeah.
Chris understands, as 99.99% of employers do, that the most valuable asset a business has is the employees.
Any Labor Day wishes for everybody?
It's that we get more Americans back to work, to go down and visit the magnificent music going on and taste the food. And you know what? When I go down there, you see the smoke coming out of the different food booths. This is some great stuff.
I can just smell a pork chop right now.
There it is, pork chop sandwich.
Got to get a funnel cake. Nothing but health food for me.
That's right.
All right, Don, good
thank
to see you.
Say
hello to your lovely bride and your kids and the family and your brother and everybody else. Appreciate you being on WNTA Live on this Labor Day special from Biscotti Computers. McDuff on WNTA Rockford. Parting shots next.